friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Ten-year-old twins pull lifeless dad from pool, feel Jesus behind them as they go to save him. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. A pair of twins save their dad when they find him unconscious in their swimming pool. And while many are calling Bryden and Christian Hasig heroes, the brave boys say it was all Jesus. Brad Hasig of Mountain Brook, Alabama, enjoys using his backyard swimming pool for reflection and time with the Lord. "I like to do breathing exercises," Brad explained. "It's peaceful and relaxing. I love being underwater, something I do all the time. I say the Lord's Prayer when I do this. It's kind of a meditation." But on this particular day, something went wrong. As Brad was doing his prayer meditation underwater, he passed out. "I don't remember finishing it," he said. Brad's twin boys, Bryden and Christian Hasig, were in the swimming pool too, along with their friend Sam Ebert. And Christian noticed something was off with his dad's usual meditation ritual. "He usually sits kind of like he's meditating," Christian explained. "I could see he was shaking a bunch, and then he just laid on his side. Since I had goggles on, I could see his face was turning very light blue. I told Bryden, 'Dad's not okay.'" It was at this point that the twins saved their dad, with the help of their friend Sam. Bryden and Sam immediately jumped in and dragged Brad to the steps, and the boys instantly knew it was up to them to save the unresponsive dad. And even though these kids had no emergency response training, God equipped them with everything they needed to save the day. Christian took off to call for help. Meanwhile, with no prior CPR training, Bryden went to work on resuscitating his father, pulling from what he'd seen done in movies and on TV. Even though the 10-year-old had no idea what he was doing, he felt a divine presence guiding his actions. "I felt like a voice, because it wasn't them or Sam," Bryden recalled. "I felt like a voice in my head, 'Save your dad.' Jesus put a hand on our shoulder and guided us through the whole part." Brad then began coughing up salt water, foam, and blood, and the twins knew just who to thank for the power to save their dad. "I just had a moment where Jesus was standing right behind us the whole time," Bryden said. "There's no way we should have been able to do that." The dad regained consciousness, and it shocked him to realize what had occurred. "When I kinda came to, I'm coughing up blood and water, struggling to breathe. And there are people everywhere. My one son was yelling, 'Daddy, Daddy, come back,'" Brad Hasig recalled. And just like the twins who saved him, this dad knows they experienced divine intervention that day. "I mean, it's just emotions are just overwhelming you that your boys saved your life," he said. "There's no way physically that they should have been able to do what they did. They hadn't had training to do what they did, to act as fast, to run as fast, as far, to know to flag down somebody to call 911 while the other is doing CPR on you. I mean, it's a God thing. God's hand was all over it." Now, the family is working on getting official CPR and rescue training in case they should ever need it in the future. And Brad is just so thankful to his boys and to his Lord and Savior for the happy ending to a very scary situation. "I love them," said Brad about his heroic twins. "I am very proud of them and grateful. I'll be grateful for the rest of my life." Actor Donnie Wahlberg stepped up for stepson when the boy's real dad didn't want him. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When actor Donnie Wahlberg fell in love with Jenny McCarthy, he also fell in love with her son, Evan Asher. At the time, Evan, who has autism, didn't have a relationship with his biological father. But Donnie stepped up for his stepson in a big way, and it's truly an inspiring story. Having a child on the spectrum brings an incredible amount of struggles and challenges, but that doesn't make children with autism spectrum disorder any less of a blessing. For those who have kids with autism, we know how beautiful it is to see the world through their eyes. But for Evan Asher, it seemed his father couldn't look past his autism diagnosis and ultimately left. For the longest time, Evan didn't have a dad. But then, actor Donnie Wahlberg showed up. When Donnie met Jenny McCarthy, he was absolutely smitten. He adored the way Jenny was dedicated to her son. The pair dated for quite a while before Donnie realized he wanted to spend the rest of his life with Jenny and Evan. So, the pair made a plan to propose to Jenny. Evan and Donnie wrote out on 4 cards the words, "Will you marry me?" And Evan took each card to Jenny before Donnie came into the room with a ring. Since then, actor Donnie Wahlberg and Evan have been inseparable. "Besides being the best wife that I could have ever imagined having, she's also the best stepmom and mother. She's a great partner, and to simplify it, having someone to build traditions with my children and it being Jenny is probably the thing I'm most grateful for," Donnie said. Donnie does what he can through his actions to show Evan how much he is loved. Jenny McCarthy called one of the Christmas gifts Donnie gave Evan. "One Christmas, early on, Donnie handed me one of the greatest gifts ever, which was that he was taking care of Evan's college tuition," she said. What a beautiful example of what it means to be loved by a father. Donnie's example reminds us that even though our own earthly fathers reject or abandon us, our Heavenly Father never will. God always has our backs and is always looking out for us in ways we can't even imagine. Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the desert. His name is the Lord, exalt before Him. Father of the fatherless and protector of the widows is God in His holy habitation. Psalm 68, 4-5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.